final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Same phone number for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour and grab bag later on this hour as well. Plus, Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak in the next 5 minutes or so. You'll hear it live here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get his breakdown on Pats and Chargers, maybe who will be available for the game this weekend, or at least some ideas as to who's going to practice today. Usually Vrabel's pretty forthcoming with that stuff. Yep. So a reason to stick around. You'll hear that live coming up shortly. Let's go to the phones, though. Pat's in Rhode Island waiting patiently. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, I was just calling in regard to the Jacksonville-Buffalo game and how I think Jacksonville is going to give them a lot of problems. The number one against the rush this year on yards per game. And if they can stop, well, I think Buffalo, besides Allen being their best player, and Cook, it's going to give Josh Allen all the pressure to have to throw the ball to really nobody. And Jacksonville made a move this year that Buffalo should have and gotten Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Pats should have made that move, Pat. But your subject line says Pats would beat the Bills in the playoffs, but you think Jacksonville's going to knock them out, so that's irrelevant, I guess.
I think, yeah. Now, my call was for the Jacksonville. I think Josh Allen for Jacksonville is going to end the game with a sack against Josh Allen, and then I think I can hear that on TV.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, Josh Allen on Josh Allen crime.
Hasn't that happened in a game
it
before?
It has. Josh Allen has sacked Josh Allen.
Yeah, that happened. No, but it like ended a game to his
it
point.
May have
I think it did a year or two ago.
Who's the better Josh Allen?
Who do you have in that game?
The other Josh Allen's good Josh Allen.
He is. The other Josh Allen had to change his name because he sounded too much like Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Hines Allen? Allen Hines.
Hines Allen? Yeah, one of Hines Allen.
Bill Krosky Merritt. Oh, that's a great game, honestly. And I think I don't give the Jaguars enough credit. I haven't all season long. I'm picking the Bills, but I could definitely see that getting thrown in my face.
Yeah, no, look, that's one where I might look back and be like, wow, I definitely didn't take Jacksonville seriously. I'm going Buffalo in that
they
game.
They do, like, they've been playing really well.
Patriots fans should be rooting for Jacksonville.
Well, they are a cat in the grass.
Hang on. Should Patriots fans be rooting for Buffalo or Jacksonville?
They should be rooting for Buffalo.
Because that gives you the winner of Pittsburgh Buffalo, Denver. And Houston.
And then Buffalo goes to Denver. Let them cancel each other out. Yeah, then you get Houston or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but
do you
want Josh Allen here in an AFC title game, or do you want to go to Denver?
Well, before we get that far ahead, would you rather face Houston, Pittsburgh winner, or Jacksonville? Especially if it's Pittsburgh.
And if Jacksonville has knocked off Buffalo, I'll probably be much more fearful of them. Yeah, you're right. You're rooting for Buffalo.
Yeah, let Buffalo knock out Jacksonville and Denver. Then you can host the Bills here. I know you would host everybody here other than Denver.
Well,
but
I guess the real point is you can have Josh Allen win one game, and even if you don't want to face him in the AFC title game, then root for Denver next week. You're right. Patriots fans should be rooting for Buffalo. That's
I honestly think it's a win-win. Like, and we talked about this on Monday when this is like the best possible based on the teams that made the playoffs, this is the best you could ask for.
Honestly, you want home field advantage and you want the bye week, but you might have been sitting there on divisional weekend with a tougher matchup. Because, I mean, you'd get the free pass into the second round, but you might be sitting there with a tougher matchup because of the great draw that you have now.
Jaguars are home dogs, and we know that home dogs often bark the loudest.
This is true.
They are only 1.5-point dogs, though, so it's a really close race.
Shouldn't you bet them then?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, no. This is what's... Yeah, well, no. He's talking
about... I do bet home dogs.
No, he's talking about...
one-point home dogs.
Yeah, he's talking about who's our caller.
Yeah, but that got proven wrong. That happened the...
What was his name? What he had like the whole system. He's like, anytime you're a 1.5-point
home.
No. Road.
This is confusing.
Yeah, I forget it now. Nick, I totally remember
the formula.
I spent 2 weeks not thinking about it while we were on break, so I don't recall. But I know what Nick is referencing at least.
Yeah, but then there was specifically an example where it backfired. It was like one of the Christmas games or one of the Thanksgiving games.
Really fast. Really fast. Well, that's probably why we haven't heard from that gentleman.
Correct.
He was really taking victory laps for like a few days in a row.
He was. Yeah. He called it because it, like, it hit once and then it even hit basketball. He's like, see? Like, it applies to basketball.
It's other sports. I forgot about that. Okay, while we await Mike Vrabel, how about Matt in Rhode Island? What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys, you guys were talking about the Baltimore job before, and obviously he had a terrible year, but what about Bill Belichick heading there? He loved Lamar. He wanted him in New England.
You had a good conspiracy theory texted into you, Keith.
Well, then he could also be like, see, I wanted Lamar all the time. Robert Kraft said we couldn't have Lamar. Then you could keep that beef going.
Yeah, my.
I don't think any NFL team is going to hire Bill Belichick.
No, me either.
I don't think any team is going to interview Bill Belichick.
Bill would run to take the Titans job. So, of course, he'd take Baltimore.
He wanted Atlanta.
Is Baltimore going to offer him it? No. God, no. They have standards and pride. They're not going to do that. You know?
Do you think anybody interviews him? Because Josina Anderson a while ago is like, teams want him. No. Teams are interested in
my
him.
My answer is no, because Bill's not. Bill looks worse if he takes an interview and doesn't get the job.
Correct. He can't have what happened before. So he would only take an interview if he was guaranteed to get it. Like a sham interview when they're like, Bill, it's your job.
And he looks like crap to every recruit and everybody else. Like, Bill will not interview. Bill will just take a job offered to him.
He had like 8 statements that he had put out during the season, but wasn't one of them like how committed they are to North Carolina?
It wasn't a statement. I think he just said it to Jim Gray in that SiriusXM interview. He's like, yeah, nothing's changed.
Like, we're the 33rd NFL team.
Yeah, nothing's changed. I'm still committed to North Carolina.
And I'm like, a bowl game.
I'm like, no, nothing has changed. Yeah. I don't believe the commitment to North Carolina part.
We missed out on the Tax Slayer Bowl. We couldn't get there.
The 33rd team, you know what's better than the 33rd team, Keith?
34th?
That number 32 team.
Oh, yeah.
In Tennessee.
Yeah, and they are pretty bad.
He would beg for that. He probably is begging for that job. But
true.
he's not going to get it. So, no. But it would be interesting if he went to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You had this conspiracy texted into you.
Yes.
It would be like, full circle going back to Baltimore.
Right, because he helped set up that Super Bowl team, we were led to believe.
He basically drafted Ray Lewis.
He wasn't there for that, but that was...
No, I said basically.
He wasn't physically there.
So he could go there for that. He could always claim all along that he liked Lamar, although the way I've heard it is it was Josh McDaniels who liked Lamar, and Bill overruled him, is the way I've heard that. So I don't think Bill was actually a Lamar fan.
No.
That's the way I've heard that story.
Did have 2 cracks at it.
He did.
When Sonny Michel, Isaiah Wynn.
I see some eyes darting around. Do we have Vrabel?
Yeah, I think he's getting set to...
About ready? Okay. You let me know when it's good to go.
I'm sitting through the AI ad. Hold on.
That's fine. But no, Baltimore will not offer him the job. That'd be tremendous theater for us if they did, but they won't.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to happen. But, I'm curious where they go. Like, what direction do they go in?
You just went through all the favorites. The favorites are like Shula's kid.
There are some weird names.
Yeah. Okay, we can get back to that. I think we have Vrabel at the boat. Okay, that's head coach Mike Vrabel.
All right.
Leading up to Patriots and Chargers. Anything jump out there? Some of that last stuff on Herbert?
Yeah, one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you always want to kind of talk up your opponent. It makes no sense to talk down to your opponent. But we were just going through it before, and Herbert's a hard guy to kind of rank amongst other quarterbacks. Like, he has definitely shown it. It feels like he threw the ball more early in his career, right? He would chuck it all over the place. It's his 3rd playoff appearance in 6 seasons. He's been bad in the 2 playoff games, but he still can do everything. He mentioned the arm talent, the ability to run. Like, he is that, but that was good. He also had a pretty funny anecdote about Derwin James. When he coached in the Pro Bowl, it was pretty funny.
What did he say? His mom was getting married or something?
Yeah, he's
like,
hey, coach, like, I might have to miss this thing. He's like, there are no rules. It's the Pro Bowl. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
don't care.
You don't really even have to play in it
if you
don't want to. Yeah. I liked his answer when he was asked about, it wasn't the urgency necessarily, but like sort of, hey, the expectations of this playoff game. He's like, well, we're happy and we're excited, but we're not just happy to get here. There's no consolation prize once you're in the postseason. That's one of the things we've been talking about, like, is it a success? Is it a failure? How disappointed would you be if they drop this game? Do they need to win it to justify it? I think you heard some of that there from Vrabel. So we can react more with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoon. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
A grab bag.